a system that monitors the safety of drinking water, won't be shut down yet. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It looks like a system that monitors drinking water for at least 3 million people in southeast Michigan will stay online for another year. But policymakers are still searching for a long-term solution to keep it going. Sarah Swick reports.
The monitoring system gives early alerts if chemical spills are detected, so it keeps contaminants out of the drinking water system. The system was in danger of shutting down when federal and state dollars ran out, but officials from Macomb and St. Clair counties have each come up with enough money to keep the system going for another year. Macomb County Commission Chair Kathy Vosburg says a long-term solution will likely mean a small consumer fee.
Comes out to be something like 50 cents to a dollar per household per year.
But implementing that would take cooperation from the many different cities that send out water bills and the city of Detroit, which owns and operates the whole drinking water system. For the Environment Report, I'm Sarah Swick.
This is the Environment Report. If you want to build a new home, you want to find an architect who can take your lifestyle and design a home around it. When it comes to building an environmentally friendly house, you might even want someone who challenges you a little bit. Lester Graham recently met someone like that.
I was at the U.S. Green Building Council's annual conference earlier this month to moderate a panel on America's oldest net zero energy home. That house happens to be here in Michigan and owned by Matt Grokoff. Matt wanted me to meet one of the architects leading the green building movement. His name is Eric Corey Freed. As we talked to Freed at the conference, I wondered if people knew what they were getting into when they decided to build green.
I think they just assume that I'm just going to slap solar on it and be done.
Solar, yeah. It's the sexy add-on that everyone seems to want. But Freed says solar is way too expensive unless first the house is built to be as energy efficient as possible. That means basic things like proper insulation, which is not so sexy.
Well, I think insulation is sexy. I think everybody should probably get naked and roll around in it. Not in the fiberglass, because you get hurt. Maybe the recycled cotton one, that'd be pretty cozy. To me, insulation is like chocolate. The more you have, the better it is. So just bring it on.
Freed used to spend a lot of time trying to educate his clients, explain why he's using certain materials. These days, he doesn't do that so much.
I just force a lot of things on them automatically. It just seems stupid to ask permission. Is it okay if we don't put cancer-causing products in the building? Is that all right? Is it okay if we make an energy-efficient building? You just start to feel like a moron after a while asking that question. So I just stopped asking. And now every project just gets a whole slew of things automatically, and everybody's happy.
Freed says, hey, he's a professional. They have to trust him. But there are some limits.
If we're going to do something that's going to affect their daily experience, composting toilets, which are great, by the way, I have to ask them, because otherwise they're going to, you know, be a little freaked out the first time they go to the bathroom.
So Eric Corey Freed has to find a balance with his cutting-edge ideas and what a customer feels he or she can live with. On the other hand, Matt Grokoff is trying to get everyone to start fresh, start questioning all the things they do that affect consumption at home.
Eric's limited by right now he's got to convince a client with a certain amount of budget. It's easy to convince someone to put in motion-sensored light switches, LED lighting, insulation, and all these other things. It's much harder to talk to people about what's next. What I want to do is have people look in every direction. Why am I using a freezer when outside it's already freezing? So if we look back and say, wait, people used to store their fruits and vegetables in a root cellar that was free energy.
Grokoff says it's not always about the latest gadgetry. Sometimes you just have to think about what you're doing. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.